The housing bust and the rising cost of food and fuel are global concerns. You can see evidence of the impact in Spain, for example, at any soup kitchen. A lot of the people you'll find there are unemployed construction workers. Many are immigrants who went to Spain to help build close to 1 million homes a year during the housing boom. The government hopes at least some of those immigrants will now return to their countries of origin, and it's offering them cash to do so. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona.
At a church-run soup kitchen, about 100 men, most of them day laborers, sit down for a hot meal. Noodle soup, meat with potatoes, cheese, and apple. Many dining here have just recently lost their jobs. Georgi Gushinkov is among them. Gushinkov is a 63-year-old electrician from Russia. He has a long white ponytail and beard. It's 6 p.m., but this is his first meal of the day.
Bueno, hago no cada día, porque...
He says, I don't come every day because I'm really busy searching for work. But if I have time, I do come here. It helps. Gushinkov hasn't worked in 2 months. During Spain's construction boom over the last few years, he was earning enough to pay rent, eat, and send money home to his two college-age sons. But that boom is over. Gushinkov lives in a tiny condemned house on a wooded hill above Barcelona. The place looks like it might fall down at any moment. There's no running water or heat. Occasionally, wild pigs wander in through a hole in the wall. The owner is a fellow Russian. He lets Gushinkov stay here so that squatters don't take over the place, a common problem around Barcelona, where unemployment is hovering around 10%. Gushinkov has made a kind of nest in one small room. In it is a bed, an electric hot plate, and an old computer that he himself wired together. He passes his time playing solitaire or listening to music. He says, I hope Spain's leaders can work this problem out. The question is, how long will it take them? For the time being, I'm desperate. I don't know what to do, leave or keep on looking for work. I just don't know. The Spanish government has announced one plan to encourage guys like Gushinkov to leave. Any legal immigrants who agree to go away will receive all of their unemployment benefits in two big payments, says Spanish Labor Minister Celestino Corbacho. Half when you leave, half when you get home. He says it's a measure that gives two options to anyone on welfare. They can stay in Spain and keep looking for work, or take the payment and return to their country of origin. They are free to choose. It's still too early to see whether the program works, but Gushinkov is skeptical. He says his home country of Russia is expensive and jobs there tough to find. Spain's adios money, he says, wouldn't even last 6 months.
Después de medio año tengo que volver otra vez.
He says half a year later, I just have to come back to Spain, or maybe even sooner. What's that Spanish adage? Hope dies last? Well, at least here I have some hope of finding something. That same hope is what attracts many illegal immigrants to Europe as well. Last week, the European Union decided that members can hold undocumented workers in detention centers for up to 18 months. But even that tough measure doesn't seem to be staunching the flow of people looking for a better life. Just this past weekend, for example, dozens of Africans stormed the border of a small Spanish enclave in Morocco twice. Several people were injured, a few made it past police and into Europe. No doubt, most of the rest will try again soon. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.